Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1 is Big Mike. I got to tell you, I've been waiting all week to talk to this man on the line. We have a guy who's killing it. He's here next Thursday at the Boulder Theater. His amazing show, his CNN show, United Shades of America, just kicked off its second season. He's released a new book. We got a lot we're going to talk about. I'd like to welcome him on the line. We got W. Kamau Bell. How you doing, man?
All right, man. Thanks for having me.
Of course, man. Thanks so much for calling in.
I appreciate the love.
So you've been a busy man. You have a lot going on. Last week, like I said, the second season of your CNN show, United Shades of America, kicked off. Congratulations on that.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, I was just tweeting this the other day. I got a little like love from you on Twitter. I was telling people, if you have not seen this show, you've got to tune in and check it out. It's an amazing show. And I got to say, like, the Alaska episode was hilarious. And, you know, I got to ask, you know, what inspired you to pitch this show, which is, seems to have put you in so many uncomfortable positions, whether it's an episode like putting you with the KKK or putting you in negative 20 degree weather?
The negative 20 degree weather might have been worse because I couldn't leave that. I could leave the clan, but I had to stay in the cold in Alaska.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the whole show is about something I learned in my life, and I wrote about my book. It's about getting in uncomfortable and awkward situations.
Yeah.
I feel like it makes you smarter and makes you more open and also really shows you who you are, you know? So it's just, I think that, you know, currently in this country, everybody's sort of, you know, everything's hectic and everybody's sort of firing off on each other. And I understand that. And I do that too sometimes. I was just doing it on Twitter. But, you know, if you can sit down with people, have a conversation, I think things can actually, you can move the needle. And believe me, I wouldn't be going to Alaska if there wasn't a film crew there.
you wouldn't be going up for the fine whale meat?
No. I mean, you know, I'm really a person who would rather be home. That's my
motto. Okay.
But for the sake of trying to do something and put, really, I only want to make a show that pushes me to do things I wouldn't normally do.
And where is home for you?
Berkeley, California. So
oh, nice. So, and you know, what's interesting about the show, so like even when you go back to the KKK episode, which I think was maybe the first episode of season one.
It was, yeah.
You know, you find yourself, you know, with, you know, a group of people that you think there would be no interaction with. But even with these people who there's a lot of, you know, hatred and racism kind of behind. There was moments where you guys were laughing together. There was moments where, like, you were able to find things that I think that, you know, what the show does show, there is so many differences. But if people would just get over their biases or their racists or just their, you know, some of their prejudices, you might find that you have a lot in common or at least something in common with people that are nothing like you.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, there are some truly despicable people out there.
Yeah.
Like, there's no question. Some of them might be in our White House. But
really?
But there's people, a lot of times people are just lost, and people are sort of, they run to things they feel familiar. And I feel like some of those Klan members I was with, they're like, oh yeah, you want to kill me. And then a couple of them, I'm like, you just should come to Atlanta. Hang out, meet some people, get to know some people, have some chicken and waffles, and you might lose that hatred.
Well, and it's also a big week for you, because Tuesday you just released your first book, The Awkward Thoughts of W. Kamau Bell.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I can't do one thing at a time.
Yeah.
I'm working hard out here. I got two kids, and they won't feed themselves.
You like to pay bills, I guess.
I do like to pay bills, and my kids like to eat every day, even on the weekends.
It's crazy how that works, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you were putting this book together, did it end up being easier than you think it would be? Was it more difficult than you thought it would be?
Oh, no, it was way harder. This is my first book and my last book, so if you like it, buy two.
These are all the awkward thoughts you have.
Yeah, these are not all of them. You know, I could have kept writing. They were like, that's enough. Stop writing. But yeah, I felt like, you know, it's just I'm trying to make myself vulnerable and trying to really admit some things. And calling it the awkward thoughts meant that I had a standard to live up to.
And now, it's not just the awkward thoughts. It's a much longer title. Are you able to say the name of the whole title of the book without looking? Do you know it by heart?
I do not know it by heart. People keep asking me this. I need to memorize it. But I have a copy of it right here if you want me to read the whole title.
Yeah, what's the full title?
It's The Awkward Thoughts of W. Kamau Bell, Tales of a 6'4", African-American, Heterosexual, Cisgender, left-leaning, asthmatic, black and proud, blurred, mama's boy, dad, and stand-up comedian.
Amazon.com loves that title.
Yeah, me too. Hey, I just found out I'm number one in humorous literature and number one in race and discrimination.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
It's always good to have number one in like more than one spot.
Yeah. So I got race and discrimination and humor, so I'm doing all right today.
Well, so, you know, the beautiful thing is if people were only like, you know, to know you for your show on CNN, you actually kind of integrate some of your stand-up into it, like, so people kind of have like at least a small glimpse of what, and that's what you're bringing here to the Boulder Theater. It's next Thursday, and like I said, you can get those tickets at comedy1031.com. Having your success with the show and obviously, you know, the book, what is it about stand-up that, you know, brings you to the stage?
Well, yeah, let me guarantee people I'm not bringing the Ku Klux Klan with me to Colorado.
Is that a promise?
I promise. I mean, if there's some there, I can't promise they won't show up, but yeah, I'm not bringing them with me. No, it's my first love. Stand-up comedy is what got me into show business. It's the thing I love doing most. It has when you make a TV show, there's 100 people who are working on that TV show. When you write a book, you have an editor and an agent who are helping you, which is great to have that help. But stand-up comedy is just me and the audience, and that's the best, most immediate thing. And, you know, it's fun because there's no script, I can surprise myself and surprise the audience. And, you know, every show feels a little bit different. It's real fun. And I've never been to Denver before, so.
Oh.
I mean, let me think. I've never performed stand-up in Denver. I've been there, but I think I've just been at the airport. But,
well, make sure you have an oxygen tank nearby.
Yes. Yeah, I was at Aspen, and that's where I almost passed out. So,
I was going to say, because you're not just in Denver. You're in Boulder. That's like a few thousand feet higher, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Oh, no. Okay, yeah.
Not too much, but I think you'll be, you know, don't go doing any, like, cartwheels or anything. I think you'll be okay.
I'm glad you told me this, because I always forget that until I get there and go, what happened? Am I having a heart attack? And they're like, you just don't know how to breathe correctly.
And for everybody that was going to your show to see you do cartwheels, I apologize for ruining that for you.
No, if I do a cartwheel, that means I really don't have enough oxygen. That's something I've just started hallucinating. Yeah.
Well, like I said, he's going to be here at the Boulder Theater next Thursday. W. Kamau Bell. Three things you got to do. One, you got to check out his CNN show, United Shades of America. Second thing you need to do, you need to go buy his book. Third thing you need to do, go get tickets to his show before it sells out. And I want to thank you for making time for us. Like I said, I've really enjoyed you watching your show, and you're one of my favorite new people that I've, you know, just got introduced to in these last 6 months, and it's been exciting seeing you do your thing.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I'm going to hire you as an agent. You're doing a good job.
Don't lie to me, man. I'm there.
Thanks, man.
I'll be right there next to you eating whale meat and going to the alt-right move. I got you, man.
Thanks, man.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.